Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another build.
Another build?
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of She Builds Podcast, where we usually share the untold stories of women in the building and construction industry. I'm Lizzie Rahr, getting pumped for Boston and A25 this week in San Francisco.
I'm Nurjiri Rivas. Very excited for all the people we will meet up with at the AIA conference. But right now, I'm in Houston, Texas.
And I'm Jessica Rogers. And what Nurjiri and Lizzie said, so excited and pumped. I will be flying in from Miami, Florida.
All right, guys, it's episode 130, season 12 wrap up, baby. Woo! So the wrap-up episode is where we reflect on the season we just had, discuss a little more about everything we learned, and share news with the listeners. So, ladies, what did you think of this season? Government, civic work, urban planning. We talked about ladies who were involved in public projects and services.
It was a great season. But okay, before we talk about the season, can we talk about our preseason? Well, we had started the year with a series of charrettes where we had conversations with the different organizations and groups. But also on my birthday week, March 5th, or the episode was March 4th, we had our charrette with Melissa R. Daniel from the Architecturist Political Podcast. Besides the fact that it was my birthday week and I wanted to talk to one of my favorite podcasters and finally meet Melissa, I thought having a conversation with her would put us in the right frame of mind for the season ahead.
Yes, Architecture is Political charrette was a great way to kick off the conversations regarding how architecture can be political right before we began our season on ladies who worked with the government.
Yeah, I totally agree. It was a great start to the season. And just to, like we said, talk more about how architecture is political and how those two things are really intertwined as we got ready to talk about ladies who affected those areas of work. And in addition to the charrette with Melissa, we also focused on a few different architecture organizations, which also fits in the government category, right? A little bit with organizations in general. And so it felt appropriate for this season's theme in the run-up.
Yes, I like those conversations too with Tiffany Montañez, president of the SoFlo NOMA chapter, Alexandra Chavez and Danielle Smith from Women in Architecture, AIA Austin, and Sofia D. Bocio Lopez, Gilmarie O'Neill Medina, Charmelis A. Reyes Cruz, and Gabriela Yáñez González from Girls in Civil, discussing their respective organizations and the importance of volunteering their time and lead these efforts.
Yes, those were all really great conversations. I didn't even think about the whole like organizations / like government connection, but you're right.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Look at us. Making connections.
Well, hopefully we have a few more of those charrettes this year. # get involved in 2025.
Yes. Okay. So we should be in the lookout for, you can see us in the Girls in Civil podcast at some point. Maybe it'll air by the time this episode airs. I also do have a confession. I # couldn't get involved in the event that I said I would. I didn't realize that Beyonce was the same week and weekend as Project Pipeline Workshop. So sorry, Tiffany.
Oh, man. Well, hopefully next year Beyonce is a little more considerate and doesn't have a concert on the same day as the Project Pipeline. I mean, who can compete with that? Even if the concert is not in Florida, it's still rude from Queen Bey.
I see now we're throwing shade at Beyonce. That's the part of the episode we've gotten to.
Oh my gosh, that's the level of notoriety.
Hot takes.
Wow. But that really is a bummer about the conflict. Jessica, you'll have to block it out for next year. Like, you can't go anywhere else.
Yeah, I should have coordinated my Beyonce calendar with my # get involved calendar.
That's right.
But, you know, by the time this episode airs, it would have been halfway through the year. So there's still plenty of time and opportunities for me to # get involved. And the same goes
true.
To you listeners, okay? Where are you on your New Year's resolutions, okay? Let's all # get to it. Year's not over.
Good job. Well, speaking of the season overall, I found it so interesting. I was really digging all the people and projects we talked about. Because you know how urban design is like what I'm probably doing somewhere in the multiverse. And it's a dream of mine to work on a civic project at some point in my career. So anyway, yeah, I was really enjoying this season.
Yeah. This season, we had a chance to really get into urban planning, which, yeah, like Nerji said, I believe there's a timeline in one of the multiverses that we are all urban planners working together in a firm, and that these ladies were either our previous bosses and or our mentors. Or looking into their lives was like a sneak peek of what our lives could have been.
I mean, that would be an awesome alternate reality. I like thinking that maybe somewhere that might be happening in another timeline of our lives. But yes, I thought it was really interesting to see the different ways women worked either in government jobs or urban planning to affect changes on communities and policies.
Yeah, I mean, with a theme like government or municipal, it kind of meant like government-sanctioned work, which led to some really interesting project types.
Mm-hmm. This season, we covered a cemetery project for the first time. This interests the Wednesday Addams in me, I'm not going to lie. On episode 127, Elena Luzzatto, we discussed two of her cemetery projects, and it made me connect the dots that a cemetery can be thought about like a master plan, and also it can be a big landscape architecture design mm-hmm. project.
Yeah, it was sort of a light bulb moment for us all, I think. I mean, once you realize it's obviously an urban planning landscape project, but it just really hadn't occurred to me before.
Yeah.
And I also loved how thoughtful she was with the design related to different religions or like the context in which the, I don't know if it's users or inhabitants of the cemetery, like how they had died and how that affected her designs.
I mean, they use the space. They just are not active. They just did.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like users, but yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely different and unexpected. It was also interesting to see how place and time in history had an effect on our ladies, right? Like that cemetery that Elena did was in response to after the World War. And like some of our ladies either were a part of the World War or way after. So
yeah, that particular cemetery, she used a different design strategy because it was a battle or war cemetery. So I liked how in the different cemeteries she designed, she had different design strategies depending on the context.
Yeah, she was really smart. And then also coming out of our double season, this season felt like it went super quick.
Agreed. But I will say I'm relieved to only have to do three ladies this season. It was nice.
Yeah, I mean, it did feel quick. And I mean, maybe nice to only have three people to research, but also it was fun last time to do more people up front, you know, and then
it was fun to juggle them all at the time in retrospect.
It was. And I don't know, maybe if it was because we had so many ladies, there were a lot of overlaps during the season.
True.
But this season, I don't remember having overlaps between any of the ladies in the season itself, but there were a few overlaps with ladies we've previously discussed, like, for example, episode 128, Clotilde Woodward Smith gave me Catherine Bauer vibes with her working in housing. And Catherine Bauer is episode 24. And then we had an almost direct connection with episode 116, Teresa Gispert, who went to Universidad Mayor de San Andrés in La Paz, Bolivia in 1946, where Clotilde was a professor in the early 1940s. So it appears their paths did not technically cross, but still close enough to create a connection for me.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, episode 122, Belle Moskowitz, probably was besties with episode 28, Frances Perkins, which I referenced in the episode. I mean, they definitely knew each other because they quoted from each other. Mm. And then there's also Agnes Ballard. Maybe there also could have been a connection there with Marion Manley when we did our home season, just because they're both in the state of Florida, both in South Florida in particular. So yeah, there's definitely some overlap across seasons.
Yeah. Well, and then episode 123, Pravina Mehta, and episode 17, Minette Da Silva, went to the same school at the same time, Sir J.J. School of Architecture in Bombay. And they did similar work. And later in her career, Pravina submitted an article to Minette's magazine, Marg, about the new city that design that she was working on.
Yes. That's so amazing. Oh, and our last episode, 129, has Shepsut, seriously reminded me of episode 14, Turhan Sultan, with all the backstory of their empires, the BS they dealt with from men who couldn't accept a woman could rule, and all the legacy they both built.
100%. There was a lot of, like, potential drama and interpersonal political happenings in both of those episodes, I feel like.
Wait, but they didn't overlap, though, right?
No.
Not at all.
Okay. Because could you imagine, like, a battle of the empires or something, of the empress, like, between, like, Turhan and Hatshepsut? Like, oh, it would have been, like, a real-life Game of Thrones.
No, just a casual 3,000 years between them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not much.
A little bit. But that gives me an idea that we should cover Cleopatra at some point.
Ooh. Future episode alert.
She must have built a lot, too.
Did she build?
Probably.
I mean, we're going to find out.
Future episode alert.
I don't know. I really don't know a lot about Cleopatra, but stay tuned. This season, it felt like a lot of ladies didn't have records or actual birthdays. Now that we were talking about Hatshepsut, I remember.
Yeah.
There was conflicting information floating around. It felt like a choose your own adventure birthday season.
Yeah, there was a surprising amount of that this time around. It's always a risk, right? But it felt like more than usual. All right, now it's time to pick a favorite episode that was not your own. I'll go first. I think for me, it would have to be Belle Moskowitz. I found her story super interesting with how she essentially worked her way up to be the right hand of some pretty powerful political figures and was instrumental in creating policy changes and, like, her PR situation. I also just really love the overlap with Frances Perkins and how that put Frances's story in a new light as well.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, before I give my answer, let's hear a word from our sponsors. Okay, we're back. My favorite episode this season is a no-brainer for me. Episode 129, Hatshepsut. The episode had everything I need. Historical context, political intrigue, mythology. The lady said that she was born out of a god or something. Legacy projects. I was so into it. And the monumental architecture that she was involved in. I'm keeping price alerts for flights to Egypt to see this. Karnak Temple is on my bucket list for sure.
Yes, you gotta go. It's so worth it. I also really loved that episode. It took a long time to write, but in the end, I was really happy with it. And I just love that I finally got to talk about her.
Agreed.
Hey, designers and curious minds. Ever wondered about the stories hiding within your building's walls? I'm Carrie Seaburn, structural engineer and host of Unstruct, the podcast that decodes and simplifies major concepts of structural design. Behind the math and physics, structural engineering simply predicts building behavior. Join me as we simplify the complex, making structural design accessible to everyone.
Nowadays, instead of measuring it via cost, we're saying, well, what about carbon, you know? We've got two levers now that we can, if an architect has an inefficient design, we can hit them with two levers, if you like.
The official casualty figure is 55,000. Everybody I talked to told me that the actual figure is at least three times as much. And I believe that. I mean, seeing what I saw, Turkish codes are good and they have been improving, but compliance was completely lacking.
Fluent in steel, concrete, masonry, and timber design, I'll bring you leading engineers to dissect the tales behind their building structure. Whether you're an architect, contractor, engineer, or just love a good story, this podcast is for you.
Yeah, beam penetrations. That's a fun topic on this project.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Unstruct. From within your walls, hear the story behind how your building stands today.
Hatshepsut was otherworldly, okay? And to go back so far in history was so fun. But, okay, if I had to pick another lady, I would also say episode 127, Elena Lusato, was one of my favorites. Because, I mean, we love a trip to Italy, honey. And we love the brief visit to Casa del Faccio and all of the international stuff. So, yeah, she's one of my faves.
Yeah, I like the story, too. She felt like the most political of my ladies this season. We got a little into how, during her time working as an architect in the government, Mussolini passed a law that banned women from public service. But somehow, Elena, a woman with Jewish heritage, not only kept working during the 1930s and 40s, but thrived. She was well known. She represented Italy in conferences and world expos. She worked for the government more than half a century career. We wonder how she must have reconciled everything going on around her during fascism in Italy and navigated her reality and her career.
Yeah, so many questions still, but she did amazing things. Okay, which of your ladies would you want to be part of your cabinet and which position would you appoint them to?
This is hard for me after the other question being so easy. For me, it's between episode 121, Virginia Andreescu Harrit, because she was so well-rounded between architecture and art, and then Elena Lusato, because she must have been so resilient, and she worked on so many different project types throughout her career. She could advise on anything. But actually, never mind. I'm going to pick episode 124, Matilde Díaz-Vélez. Thank you for my string of consciousness. Thank you for being... being here for that. I'm going to pick Matilde for Secretary of U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development because she believes so strongly on the importance of housing and worked on giving people access to housing. And I also think she would have been a great liaison between the private sector and the public sector. And she was an entrepreneur herself and a part of high society in Argentina.
Okay, so for me... let's just say that in this multiverse, I am running for political office. Therefore, I am hiring episode 122 lady Belle Moskowitz as my image consultant / PR maven. I win, Avi. And I appoint episode 125 Agnes Ballard to run the Department of Education. I mean, she was the superintendent for Palm Beach School District, after all. And then the first order of business is to make all the schools tree-lined with palm trees.
I like it.
Just kidding. I mean, that wouldn't work in all over the country, but could you imagine? That'd be so funny.
Be nice. Anyway.
And everything would just look tropical.
Well, you mean the whole country or just...
everywhere.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know how it would work in the snow, but I would just put palm trees air war. Just kidding. Well, she did it with Palm Beach School District, but Agnes Ballard is my director of the Department of Education or secretary of the Department of Education. And then, of course... I will have our episode 128 lady, Clotilde, because she would be the secretary of the Department of Housing. Because, I mean, she already had the experience with working with, like, the Housing Guild, and she worked in the department at some point in her career. So hopefully she would know what to do and make things better. Lizzie, what about you? Who would you be choosing?
I mean, I see we're just choosing a position for all your ladies. I see how it is.
Well, my ladies were all awesome, so.
Oh, okay. Which of your three ladies would be part of your cabinet?
Did you specify it only had to be one?
Well, you know, the cabinet is a big cabinet, you know? Like,
yep.
They appoint a lot of people, and you know I'm going to Jessica this and never pick just one answer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think I would choose Margaret Feilman from episode 126 because she was so familiar with working in government.
There we go.
And I mean, I suppose it would have to be HUD because that's where the planning and community development sector is. So
she could work with my lady. That's cool.
No, this is my cabinet.
Well, you know, it does seem appropriate.
We all have a person for HUD.
I mean, Jessica had Department of Education, but I feel like everyone else, I'm like, what, they'd all be in HUD. Like,
yeah, that's true, though.
I was trying to think, like, what other cabinet position?
Our season should be called Department of HUD. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
All right. So, listeners, since this is the wrap-up, we are going to be quote-unquote off-season. But that doesn't mean you won't get to see us. We have some cool things planned, like, hello, this week we are all in Boston. So, like, as we speak, we are probably in your ears right now while we are all on planes, trains, and automobiles en route to Boston and the A25 conference. And while we're there, we want to meet you. So be sure to follow along on our social media to see where we are at and then we can all hang out.
Yeah, come join us. Find us. We want to talk to you. Lots of life things are happening right now, too.
Yes.
I'm turning 35 this summer.
Yeah.
That's something that needed to be said on this podcast.
You wrote it.
It's happening.
I know. Well, because I feel like I'm arriving. Like, at the beginning of my 30s, I was in a period of, oh my God, my youth is over. Everything hurts. We're dying.
Oh. I mean, that part is still true.
And now…
My body hurts right now.
But now I'm like…
What a roller coaster you're on over there.
I know. We're all in it today.
Wow.
We're reflecting more than on our season.
I guess so. I'm very excited to go to Boston and be together and hopefully to meet some of you listeners in person. Otherwise, I'm looking forward to summer and a few trips to see family and friends. That's about it.
Yeah. Also, Minjini, as someone that turned 35 a few months before you, it's a weird milestone birthday to hit. You'll get through it. There's something that happens at 35. I've been told that you have this level of discernment where you're like, it's going to be what it's going to be. I'm 35. I can do what I want. And I'm happy to do it.
I feel it. Like, I'm ready. I'm already, like, this is it. I'm good. This is me.
Yes. So, yeah, I'm excited over the summer, as well as being with you guys in Boston and seeing everyone and you ladies and the people. But like I alluded to earlier this episode, I'm going to see Beyonce in July. So after the conference, 2 weeks or a couple of weeks after, I will be headed to Atlanta to watch a Beyonce concert. Also, by the time that this episode airs, Lizzie and I, we would have visited Sea Ranch in California to see Barbara or Bobby Stoffacre's work IRL. So you'll have to look at our social media for pictures and posts about that too.
I'm so jealous. But I'm really, really excited for y'all.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Also, if you're in the AEC field in Houston, interested in growing in your leadership skills and expanding your network, check out our show notes for links to the Christopher Kelly Leadership Development Program. Applications are open right now and are due by the beginning of July. Actually, I think they're going to be due the end of June. So check out our website. Go to this Christopher Kelly website. Stay tuned.
And do it.
And apply.
Yeah. I also saw that the Christopher Kelly Leadership Development Program come up in our South Florida chapter too. So listeners, we've just mentioned Houston because we have a Houstonian that's involved. But if you're interested in Christopher Kelly and you're not in Houston, be sure to check out your local AIA chapter to see when their applications are due or open. Najiri, can you share what being in Christopher Kelly, what it taught you and why others should apply? Or maybe share what it taught someone as a leader of the program and as someone that was in it.
Wow. Well, CKLDP helped me find my voice in leadership and narrow down how I wanted to use that voice. It opened my network to a variety of professionals I would not have met otherwise at this point in my career. And it energized why being in this field is so important to me. Everyone gets something different out of it, but everyone leaves with a new tool in their toolkit that they didn't have before. And since I'm sharing in this episode, I'm going to share that I'm going to miss being chair immensely. The committee this year has been amazing. It always is, but this year, I've enjoyed every second of it with them. We've achieved new goals. The scholars put together great sessions and created strong bonds. It was amazing to see. And I'm pretty nostalgic about all of this coming to an end for me. I just got to say, big, big thank you to everyone that made this year possible, especially the AIA Houston. Thank you to the AIA board, the executive director, Rusty, and the associate director, Jennifer, for all you do to support the program. I'm already missing all the emails and texts back and forth with Jennifer coordinating everything. I got to say, the only thing keeping me together is knowing that the program is moving forward with the new chair, Belle Carroll. She's amazing. And now I get to witness and support her vision for the program.
That's great. Thank you for sharing, Marjorie.
Thank you for letting me.
Also, that's another reason to hashtag get involved in 2025, okay? Join these things and support.
It really is. It really is.
So now let's talk about next season a little bit. And listeners, we can announce our theme, which is going to be... Okay, drum roll. It's going to be residential.
Yes, we're going to focus on ladies who worked on residential projects, which I'm excited about because that's the type of work I do. But I also just think it'll be interesting to see the types of ladies we come across with that as our focus.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to tell the stories of ladies that might have impacted our everyday lives.
Yeah,
that's true. I will say this season is going to be a challenge for me because I can't think of anyone I want to talk about yet. I'm not into residential architecture, but I mean, we just did a season on urban planning and civic work. So if I got that, it's only fair that now Lizzie gets a residential architecture season. And I'm about supporting Lizzie.
That's right.
And, you know, maybe I'll gain a new perspective and grow to love residential architecture and the people working on it.
You live in a house, right?
I already love one of them. I do live in a house.
So... there you go.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, now let's visit the Agora. The Agora is a bonus segment of our show where we share news, big or small.
We don't do a drum roll. No drum roll for this one.
No.
I know. The Agora goes to us.
Yes. Go us.
And our modesty. Well, no, it's really fun. This year, we were awarded number one Women in Design podcast and top 15 Women in History podcast on FeedSpot.
Woo! We were really excited to be listed with such other podcasts as well.
Yeah, it was so exciting to hear the news. And like Lizzie said, it's great to be amongst some of the other podcasts that we listen to and also admire. Like not just architecture podcasts, but the history podcasts too.
Right.
Yeah, that list of... the history podcasters, I'm listening to all of them. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Yeah.
It was such a wonderful and pleasant surprise. Thank you, listeners, because really it's thanks to you. Thank you for supporting us and getting us here.
Yes, that was awesome to celebrate us. But we want to continue to share great news about y'all. If you have news to share, big or small, please send them to our email at shebuildspodcast@gmail.com. And let's celebrate your accomplishments together.
All right. Time to say our goodbyes. Don't forget that She Builds Podcast is a member of the Gable Media Podcast Network. They have a bunch of great shows. Gable Media is all about building a better world. Listen and subscribe to all the shows at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com.
Yes, please let us know your thoughts on this episode and this season. How are you hashtag getting involved? What was your favorite lady of the season? What are future themes that we should be? Do you have a residential architect that Nerjity can do a story on?
Please
tell us. Tell your friends. Tell your friends to give us 5 stars on iTunes and Spotify. You got the time now. Write us a review. And this will all help us reach a wider audience, get more on people's lists and feed spots, and it'll allow for more people to learn about these amazing ladies with us.
We are excited to hear from you and for you to come back and keep learning about bosses with us. You can email us your thoughts at shebuildspodcast@gmail.com, leave a comment on our website, shebuildspodcast.com, or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at shebuildspodcast and on Twitter or X at shebuildspod.
We're going on a break while we develop season 13, woo, and we'll be back sometime this year. This is a great time to tell your friends about this season, buy us a coffee and merch, re-listen to your favorite episodes, and start conversations about everyone you've heard about. So, this is not goodbye, just to see you later. Until season lucky 13. Adios.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Bye-bye. I believe that there is a multiverse where we are all urban planners working together in a firm, and these ladies...
It should be somewhere in the multiverse. Like, that's how you would say it.
What?
It's not...
I think...
Somewhere in the multiverse, not a multiverse. Do you know what I mean? Like...
Okay. Well, because... Well, there could be multiple multiverses. Timelines.
That's the whole point.
I guess so. I don't know. You know what? Say it however you want.
Okay.
I'm not an expert.